Welcome back to Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for everybody. I'm Erica Ensign.
Hey, I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we are here talking about Season 1, Episode 4 of Wynonna Earp, The Blade. Finally decided to say episode titles, which I didn't do before.
I'm horrible at remembering episode titles.
Yeah. We make no promises about keeping this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have some follow-up, too. Didn't we determine that we got something wrong previously?
Yeah, that we're horrible at translating between metric and U.S. right. whatever measurements.
We should just vow that we should not talk about numbers.
No numbers.
We're writers. Not number people. Let's not pretend we are.
Yeah, math. I was told there would be no math. Mm-hmm. Yes, our illustrious editor, thank you, Stephen, was snickering while he was editing. And just shaking his head at us. He apparently thought about cutting that out, but decided to leave it in, which I appreciate because, you
just
know.
Just humiliate us. It's okay.
We need to preserve the verisimilitude of the lazy couch style podcast,
absolutely.
I think.
TM, Erica and Steven.
Yeah, right. So we watched The Blade, and I think the thing that I found the most amusing watching this with you guys was watching both of you, but Kirsten in particular, being amazed at dolls having a personality.
I'm shocked. That is such a turnaround from even just the last episode where I'd completely been like, you know what, he's a robot and I'm done with him. And now he's cracking jokes and he's sharing like little bits about his life and where he knows all of these demon-y things, and I will admit I'm glad he didn't, you know, get electrocuted to death.
Wow.
I won't go so far as to say, you know, I like him, but he's working his way back. He's no Doc, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I knew it was coming. I knew that he got to be a more interesting and likable character. But I didn't realize it was like very sharp transition. I didn't realize it would be so sharp.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in the very first episode that we saw him in, he's wearing a suit. He's very like G-man. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly he's in like jeans,
casual clothes.
Yeah,
leather
exactly.
jacket.
So that happened really quickly.
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense that the personality, like he reached a point where suddenly he just changed.
Mm-hmm.
He's settled into this. You know, Purgatory is it's a small town.
And he really seems like he might actually like Wynonna.
Yeah, they're kind of hitting a stride in their whole partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I love the moment where he's interrogating Doc and Waverly's like, is Dolls laughing? And it's just like, I've never been so scared in my life.
Something's horribly, horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't laugh. Mm-hmm. He still, however, does not blink.
No.
No. Yeah. Even when he's being friendly, no blinking.
How did I not notice that the first time through?
Nope.
Yeah. So I'm very, very happy that we are watching this with you, Kirsten, because you're giving us fresh eyes, fresh unblinking eyes,
tired, dry eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So we've also determined that, that Annette and I just misremembered the gore quotient of this show.
Yeah, like 5 seconds in. Throats being slit, blood everywhere. I'm going, so how, apparently I just don't remember the gore and probably I don't care so much.
Mm-hmm.
They handle it in interesting ways though. With this one a lot, everything was reflections, which
that's true. Yep.
Doesn't make it as obviously gory.
Mm-hmm.
You still hear it, which is its own gross moment.
Yeah.
But
kudos to the sound department.
Yeah. With the reflections being such a theme the whole episode, I found they had really interesting shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throughout, which is cool.
Yep. Very well done. We also had a little bit more backstory in the Doc situation.
Yeah.
Especially at the end there. Seeing his... actually, I appreciated the flashback to him saying goodbye to Wyatt the first time, which may or may not have been true.
Because
That could have happened before the scene that we saw at the very, very end. Or it could have been a lie, like he said that he says to Wynonna.
A drunken 8 a.m. lie. We've all been there.
Yep.
I feel like it wasn't, though. I think that was like a genuine memory. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just want to believe it. But yeah, and then, you know, it wasn't actually goodbye.
Right. Because later he hired two hookers and...
Phillies. We call them Phillies.
Phillies, yes.
But I think it's after he became immortal.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, and then Wyatt says that cruel and cutting Doc was dead and you're nothing but a memory. It was just painful.
That's harsh. Sad. But, you know, if you are a person who believes that that the only way to be cured miraculously from tuberculosis is to make a deal with the devil, maybe you would want to write off somebody who used to be your friend.
Yeah, or he believes that it genuinely is not his friend anymore.
That's true. That's true. Could be, you know, an actual devil. I did appreciate the performance from Tim Rosen, though, to, you know, they're nose to nose, and he's saying, but I did this for you. I'm still your friend, your brother. I was just like, oh,
that's... I know.
And then he totally got dissed.
He's got a lot of hurt. So much hurt.
So many decades of hurt.
Pain. Deepness.
Yep. And we also got some Waverly hurt, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she is so great. Everyone does love Waverly.
They do.
But I think it was interesting how she didn't even understand herself, I think, that what she was most angry about is she put in all that time. She did all the research. She put in all the effort. She wanted to be the heir, and it's not her.
Yep. She learned a dead language.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
That comes in handy a lot, I find, though. I use it all the time.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
I demand that you give your next answer in Latin.
Awkward. Pausing.
In omnius paratus? I don't even know. That's from Gilmore Girls.
I'm like, didn't we make up something about cats in our D&D?
That's right.
Logo.
I haven't memorized.
I'm like, I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, I need to memorize the Latin.
I just came up with that at the top of my head, obviously.
Right. Sure. One thing I like at that last sequence, there's a scene with Waverly and they're drinking bubblegum flavored imported sake.
Which does seem like something Waverly would buy.
It does.
Oh, 100%.
Maybe not enjoy, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the fact that she is wearing that shiny sweater that she was wearing in either the first or second episode.
Yep.
One thing that sometimes bothers me about TV shows is that they will put the characters, women especially, in a new outfit or a new dress for every single episode or sometimes every single scene. And that is so not realistic, especially for somebody who lives in a small town like Purgatory is supposed to be in Alberta. I like that she actually dresses like a normal person and wears the same thing multiple days. Like, sometimes I wear the same thing all weekend.
I know. If I figure I can get away with it, I will plan it so I can see different people on different days and wear the same outfit, and no one will know that I just wore the same thing for 3 days in a row.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And Wynonna is always rocking that jacket of hers.
Yes.
Which kind of becomes sort of her cape, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of jackets, can we have a moment to talk about Bobo?
That jacket.
It looks like an extra from Game of Thrones.
He does. I hadn't caught that sort of, like, I was still thinking kind of Western style, but you're totally right. It's epic.
It's the fur.
In
that
Game
fur
of Thrones.
Collar. Mm-hmm.
And those giant...
Like buckles
buckle
or something?
Things, whatever those are. They're, yeah.
It is impressive.
It is a bold statement, mm-hmm. Bobo.
Yeah. If I could pick a person to cosplay, I think that would be the most fun.
Bobo?
Jacket, all the buckles, all the shininess.
Faux hawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to shave some hair.
I don't know who I would pick. I mean, I think I quite like Waverly's clothes, but my body is not shaped anything like hers, which should not be an impediment to cosplay, I will say. But I think for me personally, it might be. Oh, but as we were talking about, I think all three of us would really like a shirt that says shorties.
Yep, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw you pick up your phone. Did you like
Google? I know. There,
Google?
It does exist out there. Oh. You could potentially order it.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
well,
just trying
mind.
To pay attention and not get too distracted.
Well, my birthday is coming up, so
matching shirts for a road trip.
Oh my God, that would be the best.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. If we do that, we need to start an Instagram account so that we can capture the glory.
That sounds good.
All right. Anything else that you want to say about the Blade?
Doc Holliday's shooting skills are epic.
Yeah.
Wasn't he holding the gun upside down at one point?
And shot with his pinky.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think my favorite was the kind of like behind the back one.
Yeah.
Also when he tilted his hat down just over his eyes, just because I really like it when he does that.
Yeah, that just looks hot.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so weird because normally I'm not a fan of facial hair, and he has quite a mustache. It's not as epic as Wyatt's.
No.
But also not a fan of greasy hair, and he has the greasiest.
Like, he should not be attractive.
No, he shouldn't.
You know what? It's the accent, maybe, that drawl and slow accent. And
his choice of language. Yes. Like, they've done the writers. Shout out to the writers who do a great job of his sort of placement in time where he doesn't quite fit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So his outfit's slightly modern, but not... the words that he uses, the way he pronounces things, it's really well done.
And even when he's wearing something that's a more modern outfit, there's something about it, like the vest or the hat or something that kind of keeps him anchored in the past.
Yep. Another Doc moment I quite appreciated was when Dolls was on the floor after a really creepy sequence with him being like dragged into the air. Nice job of the special effects there. That looked fantastic in his lack of eyes. That is something that just gets me.
Super creepy.
But as soon as like he sort of comes back, he coughs and opens his eyes and they're normal again. Doc immediately cocks his gun and points it right at him.
Safety first.
Yeah, absolutely.
If Dolls was still possessed, he'd have to shoot him.
Totally.
He absolutely would. Yep.
Also, the screws coming out of the bathroom stall.
Yes.
Subtle, but very creepy. I like that part. And
sound of that was effective.
I feel like if there is someone chasing you and threatening your life, don't go into the toilet to hide. Because I feel like dying on the toilet is like the worst way to go.
It adds insult to
it's
literal
like, that's
injury.
It's just not dignified. Don't hide in the toilet.
Mm-mm. Nope. Ooh, another good scene. We're basically just jumping all over the place with stuff that we
like.
It's
almost like we don't have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to purgatory. the scene where we find out the little bit of backstory about Wynonna and how much she hated Megan and ended up being kind of secondhand responsible for the death of the blonde woman's father. I just thought that was a really good performance.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie Scrofano she's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she did that in a way where she was sort of being on the surface level, really blasé and whatever about it. But at the same time showing that she was having a really deep moment and revealing something significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like she was still being sarcastic, but there was a hint of a hitch in her voice. And you could, you know, there was... almost tears, but not even almost tears. It was like almost tears, like that step before that.
Mm-hmm. And she couldn't look Dolls in his non-blinking eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's very skillfully done. All right. Anything else before we move on to the next episode?
Thinking carefully.
I'm not going to look in any mirrors tonight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm going to cover them all up with fancy scarves. Apparently everybody in this town has like beautiful thin scarves to just drape over their hair.
Which were completely ineffective. I did like that did not solve anything.
Right.
Just went through the scarves.
Yep. Or sucked the scarf. That first one like got sucked into the mirror, which is like, hey, what the heck happened to that scarf?
Just adding insult to injury. Mm-hmm. You're going to die visuals. And I'm taking your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, in that case, until next time... Lights out, bitch.